Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the Shameless Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of Shameless titled Own Your Shit. This was episode 5 of the 7th season. I still think that we're doing really well with the season. However, I will say that I did have a couple of things with Fiona this episode. And now I know that I have been saying in all of these review shows, like literally since I started them, that I love where Fiona's going this season, and I do still like where she's going. However, I think this is the first episode that I was kind of like, okay, Fiona, maybe that's a little bit much, you know what I mean? So I guess let's just talk about Fiona first, honestly, because we're already talking about it. So Fiona gets one of her Tinder hookups to give her some financial advice, you know, and I understand that. I completely understand what he's saying and how she thinks she needs to branch out because she is worth more than the credit she is given at Patsy's. But I must say that the talk that she had with the guy at the office, I don't even know his name. I just know he played Simon on Quantico back when I still watched that show. So that's really all I know him as. But I don't remember his name. But what he was saying is like completely true. He's like, do you think that any of us get paid what we're worth? And I think that that is so accurate for the American workforce nowadays. I feel like people in manager positions or working in retail or working in food chains, like none of those people get paid what their time is worth, I feel like, because I have had some of the most amazing waiters and waitresses and like met some amazing managers because, you know, I travel a lot, so I meet a lot of people and they're like really great at their jobs. And I just know that they don't get paid what they deserve. And, you know, it's not like it's anybody's fault per se, because like it's just the way the system is. So I'm not saying that like it's their fault that Fiona doesn't get paid what she's deserved, but it's just kind of like a thing that happens in America, and it sucks, but I mean it is true. So I completely see where he's coming from, and I agree, like I get that, you know, she isn't getting paid what she's worth, obviously, but you know, neither are a lot of people, and it sucks. But you know, maybe Fiona will change that. So I think that she kind of needed to hear that. But I was talking with somebody about this because they were like, well, Fiona's just going about this and she's like coming across as like really bitchy. And I'm like, you know, I see where you're coming from with that. I do. I get how some of her behavior is definitely off-putting. And like the way she's going about it is off-putting. However, I feel like they kind of need that reality check right now because, you know, like with the whole thing with Debbie totally did not think that Fiona was going to kick her out. But like, as soon as that threat kind of became real, she kind of kicked her butt into gear. And, you know, I'm not saying Debbie made the right choices. Obviously not. We'll talk about that later because of what happens in the episode. But at least it got Debbie thinking like, holy shit, what if I'm on my own? I need to figure out how I'm going to provide for this baby because that baby is 100% because of her choices, because, you know, it wasn't like she accidentally got pregnant. She intentionally tried to get pregnant. Obviously, I think she didn't think the whole thing through. She probably thought Fiona was just going to handle it for her. But now that she's seeing like, oh my God, I'm responsible for my actions, I think that's good for her. Obviously, what happened with Debbie in the episode was very bad. We'll talk about it more in a bit. But, you know, that's what I was telling this person. I was like, you know, I get where you're saying that Fiona's behavior comes across bad, but I think that she kind of needs that shock value because Fiona was forced to grow up at a very young age that she should not have had to have all that responsibility on her. Like, those are 5 kids that are not her own children. She shouldn't have had to quit school and get a job just to provide for kids that are not hers, but she did because who else was going to do it? You know what I mean? So I get that sense that she needs to let these kids know that, like, hey, you know, I had to do it. So I'm not saying that you have to do the same way that I had to do it. However, you need to realize that you've got to, you know, like the episode title, own your shit. You've got to grow up and realize that, you know, I'm not going to take care of you forever because I honestly wasn't supposed to be the one taking care of you to begin with. And I think that that's good for them. However, I do agree with the fact that the way Fiona has been handling some situations has come across as very like startling. Like we talked about was it last week? I'm not sure. But we talked about how, you know, she doesn't want to be their emergency contact. And I get it. But, you know, I mean, obviously, if something happens, Fiona's the one that knows their medical history. So I think that in that case, they should call Fiona. But, you know, my problem with this episode was, like, the whole thing with the dryer. Like, she, I mean, honestly, would it really have taken that much to just call and see about, you know, a new dryer? Like, honestly, that was the one thing that I was like, okay, honestly, Fiona, you're just going to take your quarters and go to the laundromat, really? Like, I don't know. That was, like, my one thing this episode. But like I said, I had this conversation with this person that, yes, I agree that she's coming off as very off-putting. However, I think she does have good intentions behind it. And I think that the kids kind of need that right now to realize, hey, I got to start growing up a little bit. You know, Fiona's not going to take care of me forever. So on that front, that's where I see everything going. I would love to see her try and take over the laundromat. It seems like it would be a really good opportunity for her, but we will see what goes on with that in the future. So since we kind of touched on Debbie, let's just run right over to Debbie. I usually go in like chronological by age, but let's mix it up a little bit. Let's talk about Debbie next. Poor Debbie. She just can't catch a break. She tried the whole life partner thing. Didn't work. So she has to start, you know, trying to figure out how to make some money. So she goes to Frank, and Frank tells her, you know, you are a single mother. You are very young. You should just use that and go beg. So that's what she does. And she actually sees Derek's sister. And Derek's sister is very concerned for her, obviously. But, you know, what happens at the end of the episode, we see Child Protective Services coming in and saying that they are going to open an investigation to see if there is neglect and everything in Franny's life. So that sucks, honestly. Like, I'm really upset about that because Debbie really is trying. Like, I know that for a long time, everybody was like, oh, well, this is Debbie's fault. She needs to own up to it. Like, that's true. Like, it is her fault that this happened, and she needs to own up for that. However, I think that she is trying her best now that she's realized what she did to herself. So it just kind of hurts me to see that happen to her. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I'm really hoping that she'll be okay. But she does meet Sierra's brother in the episode. And it seems like there's the potential for like a mutually beneficial relationship there. So like she can take care of him. He has money that he can like help her out. It seems like a good idea to me. I don't know. But it has to be handled properly, I think. So we'll see where that goes. So let's talk about Lip next. It finally happened. Lip talks to one of his old college buddies, and they decide that they're going to hack into the company's mainframe or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't speak tech because I don't understand all that stuff. But he does something, and they're, like, hacking in, and they're going to, like, move the funds, which, honestly, do I care? No, because, like, that company is getting those funds illegally anyways and very sketchily anyways. So I don't really see an issue with Lip kind of taking charge of that. You know, I mean, he's smart enough. So they kind of screwed up by hiring such an intelligent man to manage a lot of their stuff, and they trusted him with so many responsibilities. But like, dude, you should obviously know he comes from the South Side. Like, you know, they're not like completely based on moral grounds, and he's smart enough to make things go his way. So, I mean, that's really the company's fault, honestly. I have no problem with it. Lip, go make you some money. Go make you that paper. Do whatever you need to do, honestly. So a little bit, let's talk about Ian next. So I actually think that they finally settled in on a storyline with Ian, and it's going to be him kind of struggling with his sexuality. They already like hinted at it before, and then now that I think they're coming like fully developing it, because, you know, he obviously has feelings for Trevor and he's attracted to Trevor, but Trevor is a transgender male, so the genitalia does not match up. Like, what Trevor was assigned at birth is obviously not what Ian is used to. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that develops. I like Trevor. He seems like a cool dude. I have heard rumors that Noel Fisher, who played Mickey Milkovich, will be coming back I don't know if that's true, but if he does, I just want to say that I like hope that Mickey and Trevor don't get hurt, because I loved Mickey on the show. He was one of my favorites. I was really bummed when he left the show. And Trevor is also really interesting. Like, he seems like a super nice guy. And, you know, I think he's going to be good for Ian, because Ian's going to learn a lot from him, but I don't want Ian to use him, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want it to be like Ian takes a lot from Trevor, but Trevor gets nothing in return and ends up being screwed. I don't want that to happen, because he seems like a genuinely nice person, and I love Mickey, so I don't want Mickey to get hurt either. So it's just a very unsure situation right now. I'm not sure how they're going to handle it, but I just hope that neither of them get hurt in the situation. That's all I really have to say. Taking another Gallagher, let's talk about Carl a little bit. Not much going on with Carl in this episode, but he does go take his interview for the military school and gets denied because he's not a minority. So he sets off with Dominique's dad to prove that there is some African-American heritage in him, because obviously Liam, we saw in a previous season, Liam is obviously African-American, and he is genetically Monica and Frank's, so obviously there's something going on there. So they go take the test, and he actually convinces Dominique's dad to take one too, and the whole thing was funny, because Dominique's dad was like, you know, if I find out that your people owned my people, then we're gonna have a problem. But the results come back, and it turns out that Carl has a lot of Native American heritage in him, and Dominique's dad has some heritage from the Pilgrims. So Carl was like, hey, didn't your people come and invade our land and kill my people? So I think that was kind of a funny moment between the two of them. I love their dynamic. I think Dominique's dad is a great father figure for Carl, and he is going to help a lot with Carl's development, because I love Carl, actually. He was like one of those characters where in the beginning of the show, he didn't really do anything and he was just kind of there, but they have like developed his character so much, and I love him now. So I'm really, really interested to see how Carl continues to develop. I think that about does it for that section. So let's go to Frank. Frank actually finds out that a billionaire philanthropist has bought the homeless shelter home, and he kind of, it's like interesting, because like Frank becomes like the hero of the story, and obviously we know that like Frank's a piece of shit, like nobody, like you should not have that as a father. But I don't know, Frank's acting like these are his real family, and it's like so heartbreaking to see that, you know, he didn't even treat his own children as good as he's treating these complete and total strangers that he met a week ago. So Frank is just continuing to be a piece of shit as always. That's how it is. I, you know, I really don't know what else to say about Frank. But he is, you know, stepping up and taking ownership, which is crazy to me. And, you know, he's getting stuff done in the homeless shelter, but it sucks that he can't even do that for his own flesh and blood, like his own children. So, but I mean, that's Frank, so I guess I shouldn't really expect much from Frank, honestly. But moving on, let's talk a little bit about Kev, V, and Svetlana. The episodes kind of run together for me, so I'm pretty sure this was this episode. Fiona and V are still arguing, which I think that fight is so dumb. Like, honestly, I'm on Ian's side. Just make up already. Like, it's annoying. But Kev, V, and Svetlana weren't up to much this episode. They kind of talked about adopting each other's children so that they would become dependents and they could get tax write-offs, which is a good idea, obviously, because Veronica and Svetlana are legally married, so they start to go through the process of adopting each other's children. But apparently a part of that process is they have to have all of their immunizations. So they talk about getting the girls and Svetlana's son immunized. So Kev is supposed to be the one to take them to the doctor's office, and he doesn't remember which one got vaccinated and which one didn't. So Kev, like, I don't know why they even trusted him with that responsibility. We know Kev. I don't know why they gave him that much to do when it comes to like their children's health. I don't know. I love Kev. I really do. Like, I know this probably sounds like I don't like him, but I love Kev. He's one of my favorite characters. I say that, like, but, like, the whole cast is, like, my favorite character. But I love Kev, so I'm not bashing on him at all, but I was just like, honestly, did you really pick the right person to trust with that responsibility? Let's be honest. Probably not, but, you know, we'll see where they go. I've been loving them this season. I don't know. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a shameless review here on Variety Radio Online. If you want to check out more from us, you can go to thevro.com where you can find podcasts like these, or you can find written blog reviews, convention news, interviews, all kinds of amazing things. Make sure you check that out. And you can also find us on social media. You can like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, follow us on Tumblr and Instagram at Variety Radio Online, or follow us on Twitter at thevro. Also, if you would like to leave a comment for us, either on this page or any of the social media listed, we will read your thoughts about the Shameless episode and we will talk about them on air. So thank you guys for listening. Check all those things out, and I will see you guys next week to talk more Shameless. Goodbye.